I honestly can't see that it would. I think there would be outrage. I think we'd get demos and all sorts. The whole point of maternity leave, really, is that it's part of the government's family-friendly policy. So it's intended to enable women to be economically productive in the workforce, because it means that they're able to take breaks to have families, but knowing that their jobs are protected and that they can return maybe on a part-time basis, but that they can go back to work and that they'll have some financial support in the meantime. So what he's suggesting is basically that that all these policies are counterproductive, because I think if you abolish it, you know, women would then possibly have to actually make a choice between work and family, because they may not be able to have both. I think we'd basically be going back to the situation of the 1950s, where women were, you know, little women at home raising the kids rather than actually going out. I think it's a backward step for equality if that would happen.
Well, we know there are laws in place, of course, that employers can't judge us on the fact that if they give us a job, there is a chance that we could then go off and have children and they'd have to pay our maternity leave. We know there are those laws in place, although I have to say, Tara, not in with the BBC, I have to put that straight out there, but in other employment, I have often wondered whether in the interview it's been taken into account or not, the fact that you are a woman and you might go and have babies in the future. So when Steve Hilton's made this point that it is the biggest obstacle to women finding work, do you think he might have a point in there somewhere?
I think it can occasionally. I don't really think it's the biggest single barrier. It can be very, very difficult for small businesses to cover maternity leave. I mean, larger organisations are a lot more likely to have, you know, the money, the resources, the people to plug the gap. But yes, for smaller organisations, it is going to be, you know, it's going to be harder for them. It could be potentially financially prohibitive. But to make a blanket decision not to hire women of childbearing age, is not only is it blatant sex discrimination, which clearly is unlawful, but actually it could you could just be making the wrong decision and shooting yourself in the foot. I mean, I'm 41, I've got no children, I don't intend to, but I've, you know, been in my career for the best part of 20 years. So if anybody had not hired me on that basis, then that, clearly that would have been a big mistake.